What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, getting on over to Great Britain, bad news for the Brexiteers. BBC is reporting that Parliament will get a binding vote on the final Brexit deal. This was announced by David Davis and basically said the terms of Britain's exit would have to become law, be a new legislation, and Parliament will have the opportunity to reject or amend such legislation, saying the agreement will only hold if Parliament approves it. So never mind what the British people wanted, Parliament will get the final say. And I'm sure tremendous amounts of influence are already pouring all over the members of Parliament to do the remain. All right, let's grab a phone call. Tom in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day to you, Michael. Mike, what is on my mind is I remember around 10, 11 years ago, Mel Gibson had a big problem when he rode with a police officer and he used he's going on a rampage. Now you got this guy, and that was in the news for months and months. I don't know if you remember that. But not Weinstein.
Yes.
It seems like you don't hear nothing more about him anymore. It's all over with him and Wiener and all the Kabbalah that's going on in Hollywood. And when they do the filth that they do, they get away with it after a week. It's like basically out of the news. When Gibson did that, what he did, it was a tyrant against him for months, and they didn't want him to be doing no more movies.
Well, there was a difference here. I mean, Mel Gibson was, basically made some bad comments about Jews in Hollywood. He didn't sexually molest anybody. So that's the unforgivable crime here. But the sexual molestation, yeah, it's good for a few headlines, and then it kind of fades away. Although, obviously, with this Judge Roy Moore, that's obvious. They're using these sexual accusations as a hatchet job because the Democrats don't want him to win that open seat in, I think it's Alabama. And
right.
Now they've had a fifth accuser come forward, saying that he gave this guy a ride home or something, and he attacked her in the car. And it's just really very obvious that these women are being put up to this. We had that story earlier in the show where apparently a Washington Post reporter was recorded offering a woman $1,000 to come on out and accuse Roy Moore. And so it's definitely a put-up job. Now, Weinstein may not be out of the woods just yet, because apparently this so-called sex addiction clinic in Arizona, the Meadows, is being called a fraud. It's something like $60,000 for a 45-day stay. It's appointed like a five-star hotel. And you need to understand that sex addiction is not a recognized mental illness in the United States, or for that matter, Great Britain. And basically, it's a public relations front. Oh, this person was doing all these horrible things, but they've been through the Meadows. They've been treated. They're all right. So welcome them back to their job and their community, and they're reformed, and they'll never sin ever again. So that's now coming on
right.
out saying, yeah.
Yeah,
and let's be honest, to some extent or another, we're all sex addicts, right?
Yeah, Michael, absolutely. Well, whatever. But Wiener, that's another case. This Anthony Wiener, he went to a sex ranch in Tennessee. They had him on horses, and they said the horses were going to make him somehow get rid of his sexual addiction. I don't know. Was that all about? I read that in an article in the Herald that Wiener was in a sex ranch in Tennessee, and he's riding around on horses, I guess bareback, naked, whatever, and it was going to help him with his sexual addiction problem. In the meantime, Uma Abedin divorces the guy. We don't know really what the reason is. Was she with Hillary, or we don't know what the deal was with that. Maybe Uma's with Hillary or whatever, and I don't think Bill's been with Hillary for 30 years, tell you the truth. But Wiener, that's another guy that got off scot-free, basically, it seems like. If it would have been anybody else...
Well, no, he had to go to jail, remember?
Yeah, for 21 months. Most people would get 24 years, maybe. I don't know.
He also lost his career. It's not like he got off scot-free. He did suffer some consequences. And, given the fact that all he was doing was sending pictures of his parts, in a text message, it wasn't that great a crime.
No,
it's not like he got off scot-free. Anyway, listen, Tom, we're going to let you go.
One more thing. Can I say? I want to say one more thing. Michael,
just one more thing, okay?
He's a great... Okay, John McCain is supposedly a great war hero. What did he do, Michael? My father went to war. My grandfather's World War One. My great-great-grandfather is in Civil War. They were heroes in my book. But this guy, McCain, he was the greatest hero. He got caught. He's in a hot box. I understand all that. But the guy's a super war hero? Like this guy something out of a John Wayne movie? Give me a break. Audie Murphy maybe.
It's all manufactured. It's all manufactured. He means the darling of, he and his father were both of service to Israel. Israel has a lot of influence over the media, so they make him look like a hero. But, the people who are on the forestall think McCain was the one who set off that horrible fire. The people who were POWs with McCain said that yes, he did cooperate with the enemy, which is treason. And as a matter of fact, some of these Tokyo Rose broadcasts that he made for the North Vietnamese have now surfaced, and they're on the internet. And the only reason he wasn't charged with treason when he was finally returned home was Richard Nixon just issued a blanket pardon for all the POWs. And at that point, they started saying, "Well, he survived the Hanoi Hilton, and that makes him a hero." And a lot of people would. I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. He's a classic con artist and a politician, exactly. And that's all he is. And he's out there thinking, war is great. Sorry?
Right. No, I said his wife owned the Budweiser distribution. That's how he got all his money, I guess. The wife, he had a Budweiser distribution thing, and that's how he inherited a lot of money, I guess. He married into money, I guess. That's how that happened.
Well, so did John Kerry. He married into the Heinz Foods fortune. Anyway, listen, correct. Tom, we're going to let you go. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to do a shout-out to our honor affiliates rejoining our network. And we're going to take a phone call from Errol in the Netherlands. Errol, aloha. Welcome back to the show. We haven't heard from you in a while. What's going on over there?
Here in the Netherlands and here in Germany, in the Netherlands, it's all BS, and in Germany it's BS. I know German politics and everything, but it's okay. I just want to touch on a movie, and the movies, two movies. We got one movie. It's the movie that's called The Usual Suspect.
I don't know
if you know that movie. Yeah.
Yes.
And we got the Fugitive.
Yes.
You know The Fugitive with Harrison Ford?
Yes.
Okay. So I watched them both. So it's ironic. And when we see what's now happening in the West, and in the West particularly, we can analyze that what the politics are now, experiencing. So not left, not right. We don't talk about left and right. We talk about ironic moments where we see the movement, how this goes. Those moments in time where we are now in, this is perfect, because when people say, "Okay, you did it," or "I did it," or whoever did it, "Yes, you were the problem." "No, I were the problem." No, we all were the problem. We did not comply. And when you do not comply, you did not study how it worked at the first time. So this is the most important part. I hope people will understand what I'm saying, because this is a very... how do you call it?
I'm having a hard time.
Yeah. Okay. Say it.
I was saying I'm having a hard time trying to figure out what it is you are trying to say. I mean, you started with the movies, and you're talking about irony,
yeah.
And it almost seems like you're saying that we should be paying more attention to what our politicians are doing, which I definitely would agree with.
Exactly.
But Yes.
Yes, exactly. And also, not only our politicians, also the people that say that they are going to keep us secure. Because when the people saying that they are keep us secure and they don't, then we can give then we can get it all back into security, yeah. And what do we pay every year in security, also in the Netherlands? I must say, in the Netherlands.
I think we're in agreement that for all the money governments take from the people,
yes,
aren't really getting fair value for that. And
no,
we've been saying that
exactly
for a long time. Anyway, Errol, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let
you
go here because I've got a lot of news to cover before the end of the show. So thank you very much, and we're going to let you go there. Now, getting on back to Europe, Germany is out there having military exercises, but it's not to deal with Russian aggression. Apparently, the German army is wargaming a breakup of the European Union in its recent drills, probably mostly going on down to securing Germany's borders against the chaos. But Germany seems to feel that the European Union is going to break up, and they want to be ready for when it happens. Now, apparently, a conservative member of parliament is now joining the ranks calling for Britain to just leave the EU without a deal. Forget the deal, forget parliament having a final say, just cut the lines and go. And there's no reason why Britain can't do that, because the longer they wait, the more the European Union is going to be finding some way to keep Britain enslaved to that European Central Bank and to Brussels. And right now, Brussels is in a panic because more and more of the EU want out. Apparently, 750,000 people basically clogged the streets in downtown Barcelona over the weekend, demanding the release of jailed separatist leaders. And that 750,000 number is from the Barcelona police themselves. So that is not going away anytime soon. Now, Italy is demanding exit from the EU mafia, saying we will never be your slaves. So this is spreading all over the EU. And apparently on Sicily, they had a recent election, and the Democratic Party, led by former Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi, has suffered a severe defeat in Sicily. The Eurosceptic parties won the election by a landslide, 81%, sending yet another warning sign to Brussels that the EU doesn't like being part of the EU anymore, and they want to go. Meanwhile, over in Great Britain, the Guardian had this article on the rising danger of white nationalism, and they go back to the fact that November 11th is Armistice Day, and basically the end of the First World War, and how it basically established that sovereign independent nations would be free from these globe-straddling imperial empires. And that was celebrated as a good thing. But now, of course, they're trying to go the other direction, that every small independent nation, every sovereign nation, ought to want to be part of a globe-straddling empire, the New World Order. And by the way, according to the FBI, anti-white hate crimes are now the fastest growing racial hate crime in America. So it didn't just stop with the rhetoric about, you know, whites are bad and whites should go away. There are now physical attacks on white people. It's the fastest growing segment of racial crimes. You're not going to hear that in the corporate media. The corporate media, they'll go ballistic on a white person committing a crime against a black person. They don't report black on black crime, and they don't report black on white crime. But according to the FBI, it's becoming a major, major problem. Now, getting on back to the Washington Post, they're out there promoting these accusations that Hungary is hate-mongering against George Soros. And basically, they're quoting accusations coming from a group Soros is funding. So here you have George Soros and the government of Hungary is saying it's time for an investigation, and one of Soros's groups saying, oh, Hungary is just hate-mongering against Soros. You're being an anti-Soros. That's going to be the new term here. And the Washington Post just goes along with that. Because the Washington Post loves George Soros and the New World Order and the globalists. Now, I wasn't going to get too much into this sex scandal witch hunt because that's what it's turned into. But I had to respond to this one. As you know, George Takei, who played Lieutenant Sulu on the Star Trek original TV series and then later on in the first part of the movie franchise, is gay. He came out after the Star Trek TV series was over. And he's been accused by Scott Brunton of groping him in his Los Angeles condo. And George Takei is denying it. And it's a little bit of an embarrassment because only a couple of months ago, or a month ago, George Takei was on the Howard Stern show. And they asked him point blank if you'd ever groped, if George Takei had ever groped a man's crotch without permission. And there was a long pause, and Howard Stern and the ladies with him on the microphone said, ah, there we are. So, and so now there's this allegation. But George, you should have basically just let it sit right there, because now George Takei came on out and tweeted that the only reason the story is spreading all over the place is not his name value as one of the original Star Trek people. It's Russian bots. Russian bots are being used to spread the sexual assault accusation. Come on, George. I mean, talk about to boldly go where no man has gone before. That's a little out there. That is a little out there, George, Russian bots. And, of course, I did get to work with him on the first Star Trek feature film. And I got to spend time with him again later on at one of the Rose Parades, where the Star Trek stars were on one of the floats. And I was a volunteer pedal pusher. Because, you know, it's all floral material on those floats. They are literally put together the night before that parade. So we're all out there, and it's December 31st, and we're gluing the flowers and everything. And you get a little medal to say you were part of the float team for that. And it's a lot of fun. It's a local thing. And so George Takei was there, and he spotted my Star Trek production belt buckle and came over and he talked to everybody. And he seems like a very nice guy. But, again, you know, it may have just been a case of a seduction gone wrong. And certainly in this hypercharged climate of everybody accusing everybody of some kind of a sexual assault, it's very easy for something that's sort of merely a hint to see where somebody's head might be gets turned around and blown out of proportion. But Russian bots, really, George, that was the shark right there. I love this one over in Detroit. Oh, my goodness. Officers from the 12th Precinct pretended to be drug dealers, and they were out there selling drugs, and two undercover officers from the 11th Precinct showed up pretending to be customers. And the deal went bad, and apparently these police officers from these two precincts literally got into a fight, and one of them wound up in the hospital. Gee, guys, can't you find any real criminals out there? Little more of a down story here. Apparently, authorities in California have demanded that the United Methodist Church in Malibu, California, stop its program feeding the homeless. And it isn't a big program. They've been giving away 100 meals a week on Wednesdays. But apparently, Malibu is saying they want the homeless to go away, stop feeding them. It is shocking how caring for the homeless and providing food for them is being criminalized. It's not like these people can just disappear or vanish. If you're not feeding them, they might start eating the tourists. We'll be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just track yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And boy, have you noticed lately we're getting a lot of major earthquakes. Of course, we had that 7.3 that hit on the Iran-Iraq border region. So far, at least 400 people killed in that one. They felt that one all the way out to Israel. That was a big, big quake. And then we had that 6.5 down in Costa Rica. And just going on down the chart here, 6.3 Ascension Island region, 6.5 Papua New Guinea. And, boy, the planet is just rocking and rolling here. So, now, unfortunately for those of us living here in Hawaii, there has been a new study out from the University of Hawaii at Manoa saying that Hawaii has been hit with up to 200 times more Fukushima fallout than expected. And they're saying over a trillion becquerels of nuclear waste fell on Hawaii. And scientists are saying the plume may have taken an alternative path and is greater than anticipated. Now, the predictions were because of the North Pacific gyre that the plume, the water plume, was going to miss Hawaii, then eventually rebound off the west coast of North America. Now they're saying that it appears that some of the plume did directly hit here. Now, remember, a becquerel is a very, very tiny measurement. and they're talking about the entire state. We've been running our own radiation meters here. So it's an area of concern, especially with the idea of contamination. And Claire and I stopped eating locally sourced seafood pretty much the day that that happened. But again, it tells us that that Fukushima meltdown was a lot more serious than the corporate media was trying to let on at the time. Now, there's been apparently some other kind of an incident because a radioactive cloud has been detected over Europe. Again, very low levels. And they're indicating that there's been some kind of an accident in a nuclear facility in Russia or Kazakhstan in the last week of September. Now, they're saying they don't think it was an accident at a nuclear reactor. They're saying it more than likely was a nuclear fuel treatment site or a center for radioactive medicine just dropped something. But the levels are really low. But again, you got to be careful. I remember many years ago, there was a horrible disaster down in Brazil where somebody, some doctor's office had disposed of a cesium-based radiotherapy cancer machine without going through the proper disposal decontamination procedures. They simply threw it out in a junkyard. And people salvaging in the junkyard found it. They broke it open. They thought this blue glowing stuff was really cool. And, you know, they painted it on themselves. Oh, look, it's funny. And they shared it with their friends. And it was a horrible contamination disaster here. Now, we've been talking about the problems with computers and computer security and the somewhat lackadaisical attitude that the U.S. government seems to have to cybercrime, certainly among the consumer level. And so it's with interest we read this article out of Sputnik News that says that many top cybersecurity posts remain empty in the U.S. government 10 months into the Trump administration. The key positions remaining empty are a federal chief information officer, a federal chief information security officer, a chief for the Homeland Security Department's Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Protection Division, and numerous agency CIOs and CISOs. So, yeah, it's obviously not a priority, which is why you've got to really take care of your own computers and your own computer security. And by the way, I'm just getting flooded with all kinds of malware-laced emails these days. It's almost like the malware is outnumbering the legitimate email. Article out of ZDNet. As you know, people who have kept databases for very long periods of time, over time those databases start to accumulate huge amounts of bad data. And they've come up with a term for it describing data hygiene. How clean is your data? And the reality is, in a lot of cases, it isn't. And hiring the interns to go on in and check it all by eye and try and fix it is prohibitively expensive. So now they're trying to develop a new system of machine learning that will go in and learn what your data is supposed to be and then fix it and patch it up. We'll be back after these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, Samsung is, believe it or not, going to put Linux on the Galaxy. And supposedly, developers could use the Linux environment to run desktop apps rather than Android apps when a phone is docked. And this could open the door to desktop versions of Chrome, Firefox, LibreOffice, GIMP, or other popular GNU Linux applications. And Samsung hasn't shown any of those programs working yet. But at least for those who want to tinker with the metal, it's a way to go. And I remember when I was younger, talking to the bare metal was a lot of fun. Of course, the machines were a lot simpler back then. And Linux is a lot of fun. I've got a nice little Linux box here that is running on a Raspberry Pi 2. And it does remind me of how fun computers were back when they were simple and easy to use. And you weren't spending all your time on patches and updates to fix the problems that the original suppliers had just allowed out into the market. Okay, let's see. Now, you know, the iPhone X, I got to tell you right now, I think Apple has really missed the boat with this one. As you know, that facial reading system failed during the product launch, and there is no fingerprint button. And it's got other problems. It's glass on both sides to allow for the cordless charging, but it's very fragile. If you drop it from just 3 feet, you're going to break it if you don't have a soft case for it. Apparently, if you're using it in a warm environment and you take it outdoors into the cold environment, like winter, it'll stop working completely. Now there's another issue called the green line of death. And as a final coup d'etat, if you were, hackers have been able to fool the iPhone X Face ID with a simple mask that cost just about $150 to make. And all they did was, and again, it shows this may not be as secure. It's a lot of trouble. Basically, they took a 3D scan of the person's face that was registered to be in the phone, and they 3D printed a white mask onto which they pasted cutouts from a photo to get the eyes and the mouth. And it worked. It actually worked. Now, obviously, your average iPhone user isn't going to sit still while their face is being 3D scanned. That they know of, but it does indicate that Apple went to market with this technology before it was really robust. And given the high cost of the phone, I don't think it's going to work. I mean, they're already rushing it out there. I got the notice from my cell carrier. We've got the iPhone 10. Good, you can keep it. I'm happy with my iPhone 7. Now, as you know, censorship on the internet is a very, very thorny issue. And the government is putting a lot of pressure on social media like Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and the rest of them to try and impose censorship, to get rid of fake news, meaning anything that questions the official narrative on any subject whatsoever. And the social media companies are very resistant to doing that because they realize what they've done already is already costing them users. People are canceling their accounts and saying, I'm going to go with one of these new up-and-coming startups that respect the First Amendment. Well, now censorship is going to be taken away from the social media. It's now being privatized as a business. Stephen Brill is raising $6 million to launch a company called NewsGuard. And this new service will rate news sites on their trustworthiness from green to red, based on accountable human beings of 40 to 60 journalists, meaning people who are paid by the corporate media. And he thinks he's going to make money on this. Now, as you know, there's been a big push toward electric cars, and I think they're very cool. I wouldn't mind having an electric vehicle for my next vehicle. But it turns out they're not as green and clean as they seem. And a lot of it comes down to the lithium batteries. Now, the lithium batteries are ideal for the electric cars because they hold a lot of electricity and they're very lightweight. The efficiency of the electric car is it's a very lightweight vehicle. And the lithium batteries go along with that. Unfortunately, the process of mining and processing the lithium into the batteries uses huge amounts of energy, most of it provided by fossil fuels. And in most states, the electricity that the cars are being charged with is being produced by fossil fuels. They're still just as polluting. The pollution is just someplace else at the other end of that wire. Now, hopefully, this new generation of lithium batteries that was just introduced at the last Consumer Electronics Show may ease that. It depends on what it takes to manufacture them. But the promise there is they have a greater energy density than current lithium batteries, and they can charge extremely fast. And that was, I think, the last major roadblock to widespread acceptance of the electric car. Now, let's go on over to Madagascar, because there is a concern that this Black Death that has hit Madagascar, it's killed 140 people. They're concerned that it is a somewhat different strain than what they had in those BSL-4 laboratories. And it might be untreatable with the current state of the art. And there's a concern that it might actually reach Britain, Europe, or the U.S., similar to the Ebola outbreak back in 2014. But it was only a few isolated cases. It wasn't a widespread outbreak. But still, there's an area of concern. Now, interestingly enough, apparently, Red Cross staff, meaning subcontractors, may have stolen $6 million donated to fight that 2014 Ebola crisis. And that basically is one-fifth the total amount they had earmarked for fighting the outbreak. In other words, the Red Cross sent over $30 million, $6 million of it vanished. They're trying to find, they're trying to pursue legal options against the parties involved. But one of the fraudulent incidents took place in Liberia. There, the Red Cross said it lost $2.7 million through inflated payments that were made for payroll and volunteer stipends as well as relief items. In Guinea, a clearance service provider is accused of furnishing them with overestimated or fake bills, leading to the loss of $1.17 million in that country. Now, folks, I got to tell you, and we've seen it here. We saw it with Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma. It seems like there's something about a major disaster or an epidemic that seems to encourage scammers to come on out and say, yes, I'll dive in there and I'll make everything okay. And because there's the press of an emergency, they seem to get away with it a lot more. Now, as you know, everyone's talking about the opioid crisis in our country. And we're not talking about the street heroin. We're talking about the overprescription of these highly addictive medicines by doctors, sold by the pharmacies. And there have already been allegations and even a few arrests of pharmaceutical corporations financially incentivizing doctors to get their patients hooked on these medications. Well, where is all this opium coming from? Well, as it turns out, Afghanistan, under U.S. control, now supplies 85% of the world's heroin. Now, under the Taliban, opium production in Afghanistan had stopped. And when the U.S. went in, the poppies were blooming, the bumper crops were out there. And critics of all this were saying, why are you allowing the opium trade to come on back? And the U.S. excuse was, if we don't let these farmers grow opium poppies, they'll have nothing on which to live. They will not be able to live. Really? What were they growing when they lived under the Taliban? They obviously made it through that. Maybe they were growing vegetables, or maybe they were growing hemp, or who knows? But that opium is now flowing into the United States, both legal and illegal, and it is a major, major crisis. Now, apparently there has been a problem with Monsanto spraying an experimental weed killer that was not yet approved, and it damaged 42,000 acres of crops in Missouri, one of the hardest hit areas, as well as swaths of crops in nine other states. And this weed killer is called dicamba. It's supposed to be a follow-on to glyphosate. And apparently Monsanto decided on this test spraying on the sure and certain belief that the FDA was going to approve it, but the approval never came through. And there was an advisory from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency saying the damage this year from this experiment, 3.6 million acres of food crops in 25 states. Does this sound like good government or good management? Does it sound like Monsanto is exercising some sense of environmental responsibility? I would say probably not, because there's another story where GM food crops are being illegally grown in India. Now, the GM containment register database is run by GeneWatch and Greenpeace and contains cases of genetically modified contamination dating back to 1997. The authors of a 2014 paper published in the International Journal of Food Contamination analyzed 400 or so cases in the database by crop and country. GM rice accounted for about a third of the contamination cases, despite the fact there is officially no GM rice grown anywhere in the world. It's not approved. They also focused on cases of contamination arising from unauthorized GM crops, those without any authorization for commercial growing anywhere in the world. Now, I think what Monsanto's grand design is to basically get the entire world contaminated with their GMO crops, get rid of the heritage species, get rid of the honeybees, so nobody can pollinize their plants naturally, and then the whole world becomes dependent on the GM companies for all food production. Every spring, you have to go back to the company and buy their seeds. You can't save seeds from last fall, which is the traditional way of farming. When I was a kid growing up on a farm, that's what we did. When we did the harvest in the fall, we made sure that we'd save plenty of seeds for next spring's planting. You're not going to be able to do that anymore. Now, here's a story that came out of Natural News. You've probably seen the commercials all over TV for this product called Ensure. It's supposed to be a nutrition shake. And as is the case with so many of these laboratory-produced food substitutes, it's coming up short. And apparently, hospitals like to feed this Ensure to their patients, not realizing that it's actually harmful for them and may actually delay a patient's chances of a recovery. Remember that story we did last week where it turned out natural mother's milk has a compound in it that kills cancer cells? And that's obviously not something that's going to be included in the factory-manufactured baby formula. They don't really know. Now, the winter is off to a cold start. The Arctic blast has come on in. They had temperatures below zero Fahrenheit in North Dakota, single digits in Minnesota. Definitely hit the Pacific Northwest. It's snowing in Maine right now. And so Al Gore is out there saying, it's not snow, it's white lumpy rain. Believe in global warming. Over at the United Nations, they finally come up with a number of what it's going to cost to slow global warming by two tenths of a degree Celsius by 2100. And it's going to come to trillions of dollars, at least $5.3 trillion to shave 0.2 of a degree Celsius off a projected 3.2 degrees Celsius of warming by 2100. Now, the reality is that these are people who can't predict accurately for 48 hours ahead whether we're going to have rain, storm, or sun. But we're expected to believe that they know what the climate is going to be doing in the year 2100, when we don't even reliably know what the sun, which dominates climate on Earth, is going to be doing in 2100. It's a scam. It's all about money and power. And amazingly enough, story that came on out of this YouTube video, in the Swedish press, they're out there saying, the world needs a climate dictator. We need a climate dictator who will tell us how to live. Now, Prince William is starting to make a lot of noise in the media, and a lot of people are saying this may have to do with the secession, because as you know, the Queen of England is starting to pull back, and Prince Charles is taking over some of the royal duties, and he's first in line for the throne. But polls in Great Britain are saying that the British really don't like Prince Charles, and they would actually favor Prince William, who's third in line for the throne, to become the next King of England. Well, they may change their mind after hearing some of the things he's saying, because Prince William is out there urging for depopulation efforts in Africa. All those icky-poo human beings, they're getting in the way of the environment and the wildlife and, of course, all those mineral riches that corporations want to get after. So we have to depopulate Africa. And what's really kind of scary is between the Black Death in Madagascar and an outbreak of Marburg on the Kenya-Uganda border, it looks like Prince William may be getting his wish. Remember that National Security Study Memorandum 200, authored by Hillary Clinton during the Nixon years? It actually set as U.S. policy, covert population reduction in other parts of the world. There really are world leaders who think that way. They would love the earth much better if it wasn't for all those icky-poo human beings. And so to nobody's surprise, Natural News is running a story where apparently, once again, the World Health Organization has been caught adding covert sterilization chemicals to vaccines deployed in Africa. And this article came on out. HCG found in World Health Organization tetanus vaccines in Kenya raises concern in the developing world. And the paper documents the covert deployment of an infertility chemical in vaccines that are administered to young black women in Kenya. Remember that epicyte gene? Was a strain of corn, GMO corn, funded by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Anybody eating that corn becomes sterile because the epicyte gene tricks your body into reacting to sperm as if it's an infection. And it sends antibodies to kill off those little wrigglers before they can fertilize an egg. And what happens if that gene breaks into the wild? And if you look at the population decline that we're seeing here in America, not counting the refugees, not counting the illegal immigrants, the population drop is mostly focused on the Hispanics, the highest per capita users of corn. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program. And we're going to take our last phone call now. Jimmy in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I just want to talk to you regarding the Prince William and the depopulation in Africa. I think that he's actually speaking from a fairly sane point of view. So they project, this is from UNICEF, they project that Africa's population will double in the next 35 years. By 2050, they'll be up to 2.4 billion as opposed to the 1.2 billion that they are now. And then 50 years after that, they will double again. So by the time that 2100 comes around, 50% of the babies that are born on the face of the earth will be Africans. Is that sustainable?
Well, you know, we have the population control advocates are saying population needs to be checked virtually everywhere on the planet at the same time. I think Prince William's focus on Africa has more to do with freeing up those natural resources than it does with any humanitarian concern. That was certainly the thrust of Henry Kissinger's National Security Memorandum 200, which basically said the reason we want to depopulate these third world countries is they have a bad habit of using up these raw materials that our corporations need. And so it was driven by economics and a desire for access to the resources, not necessarily the humanity. Now, the reality is that as the population grows, if they're running out of food and water and space, the population growth will go into a decline. It's very easy to throw around these expanding numbers and saying by this year it'll be so many millions and billions and zillions. But the reality is that as Africa reaches the point where it can't sustain the human population anymore, the human population will go into decline, sometimes violently with wars. It's not like it's all that long since one set of Africans were eating another set of Africans as well. But under nature, these things do have a tendency to correct themselves. Now, I'll be the first one to grant you that there is a human population problem on this planet, and that's because sex is a lot more fun than dying. The problem I have is with people like Prince William who say, well, we should eradicate that particular group of people, or these people over here should be sterilized so they don't have children, or these other people over here, they're Untermenschen, and therefore we should basically starve them to death like they're doing in Yemen. And anytime somebody comes up to me and starts saying that there's too many people in the world, I'll say, well, do something about it. There's a tall building. Feel free to leap right off and hit a banker on the way to the ground. The problem I have is that everybody's saying that the world has to have a lower population. They don't want to be the ones that have to go without kids or have to have a shortened lifespan. And so there's a little bit of an arrogance in that whole situation. Again, as with the human-caused global warming, the long-term dire prognostications of the population control people have a bad habit of never coming to pass. For example, again, as I said earlier in the show, the birth rate and population in the U.S. is actually in decline right now. And whether that's because of the economics or the epicyte gene, we don't really know. And there is that other aspect in that as population density reaches a certain point, you start seeing an increase in the per capita occurrence of homosexuality, which makes it sound like it's a natural population control function built into the human genome. Okay, there's the music. Jimmy, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We're going to get out of here. I got to do the Jim Goddard show here. Please stay tuned for the John Steadmiller program. He's got a lot of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you have learned here, share it everywhere that you know. Please keep pushing Uranium Gate, Dossier Gate, and Primary Gate in all your email lists and all of your social media. We have to keep pushing that forward. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.